the Dewar Dragons lead the Shattuckians 40-14. Fourth quarter underway and a second and five for the Dragons. They're now going left to right as they swap sides here. Bryson goes in motion to give it to Maxwell, the fullback. He takes it right up the middle. And he is stuck quickly that time, read nicely by the Indians. And Andrew, I think that was Andrew Thomason. It was Andrew Thomason. Pickup of maybe half a yard that time for Maxwell. As a, that has been adjustment that was made. They have been able to stop Maxwell from gouging them kind of in the middle of the field, forcing him on the edge. But Fowler has been killing them for the Indians just when they think they got him. Third and four upcoming now. Fowler in the gun. He's got one receiver near side. It's Bryson. Two far side. He fakes the pass. He's going to just take off with his legs. First down. Down to midfield and just kind of falls down. Picking up the first down. And now he's just trying not to get hurt as this game all doer. Shattuck just cannot stop Joey Fowler right now.
Once again, another situation. Great coverage on the quick outs. And then Fowler just says, oh, by the way, get a little lane right here to get that first down.
And ball now at midfield for this last quarter to play for this Indian team. Again, it's been 6 years in a row they've gotten to this position. And they're the three-time defending state champs playing for their lives right now in the fourth quarter. Fowler in the gun, one receiver wide each side. Give to Maxwell up the middle. It's blown up by Frazier, but Fowler keeps her. Maxwell keeps his feet, takes it around the far edge, and he's going to pick up a couple more before he's driven down right around the 46, four-yard pickup. Second and six for Dewar.
A great job by Lardy there to be able to catch Maxwell off the back end of that cut, because had he not, Maxwell probably extends that for a good 7-8 yards.
One receiver wide each side. Second and six upcoming. Fowler in the gun. Shotgun snap. He fakes the give. He looks to pass. Nobody open. Good coverage downfield. King tries to grab him. He gets around and slides down inside after a pickup of a couple as Cummings and Gibson were barreling down on him. So he just hits the ground. Short of the first down marker by about 4 yards, 3.5 yards. So third and four now upcoming for Joey Fowler and the Dewar Dragons. Clock continues to tick. 10 minutes now left in this football game. 40-14 Dewar. One receiver wide each side. Maxwell to the left of Joey Fowler. Maxwell going to roll. It's going to be a quick hitter outside and almost blown up and almost picked off by Whipple, who came flying up through there. If he'd have kept his head up, he might have picked it off and taken it to the house. Instead, he was trying to tackle Maxwell. And that's going to be an incomplete pass. They tried to throw a little wide receiver flat route to the far side, put it in space.
Heck of a read by Whipple. That is the fresh legs right there coming in, and the great recognition. It just almost had that pick, too, disappointed with himself.
Big play, though. That's the kind of thing that could spark a game. 10 minutes to play. Now fourth down upcoming and four for Dewar. Two receivers towards us. It's Bryson. Maxwell in the slot. Brownfield far side. Haven't heard his name in a while. Now Maxwell going to go in motion behind Fowler. It's going to be a take all the way. He's tripped up. Tripped up by his feet. Looks like he got his feet tangled up, and I think he's short of the first down. And that was Emmett King that time, who just hit enough of Joey Fowler's feet to make him fall forward and come short of that first down marker.
And that's
first and 10 now. Shattuck gets the ball back.
Huge stop that you needed right there. Maybe a little bit of energy on the back half of that possession, too, defensively, with King and Whipple making big plays. If you're Coach Hickson here, maybe look for that, what they call that sudden change play, that deep shot to start it out.
One receiver wide each side, one back in the backfield with Laverty. Quick throw to Jaden Frazier. Drops it. He flipped upfield. He was had Carter bailing or kind of barreling down on him, so he looked up towards him. Instead, forgot to take the football with him. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, he's looking how to make Carter fall to the ground there and make a miss, because if he did, it's nothing but grass ahead for Jaden Frazier.
Time Laverty with the throw as Samuel Long. I don't think Samuel's back out there. Doesn't look like it. Now he got, nope, there he is. Now Laverty's in the slot. And he's going to come in motion across the front of the formation. Now too wide to either side. Shotgun snap to Samuel. He's going to look to his right. He's under pressure and sacked. Couldn't get away as number 25, Baylor Selby. And Baylor Selby's been exceptional tonight for Dewar. And that time, a big sack of Samuel Long. Third and a mile as Samuel was sacked that back by the 30-yard line.
And just barely got to the top of his drop. Couldn't plant his feet.
12-yard loss, third and 22. Ball in the middle of the field, in between the two hashes now. And third and 22 with 9:10 left. And Samuel thought he was going to escape that, but Selby that time makes a nice tackle to bring down Long. Cummings in motion towards us. One receiver wide each side now. Long under pressure again. They're going to drag him. He's got to get away from him. And he's still on his feet. Nice job, Samuel Long. Gets forward and picks up about 10 yards on that play.
32.
No, from contact. It looks like he was back around the 10, and it looks like we might have a penalty marker.
Yeah, a late one it looks like here. You hope for Shaq's sake it's not another holding or block in the back. We'll have to see what happens.
In on the tackle. We got a
flag. It looked like he picked up more yards than that, and that's going to be a face mask, and that's going to add 15. Big break for the Indians. As Samuel would have been sacked. Nice job getting out of that. What a play by Samuel Long. He was like a magician that time. Right around the 10-yard line, they had him wrapped up. Instead of taking a sack that time, he gets forward for 8, gets the face mask penalty, which, though, was, I think they called that face mask back at the original contact. So now it's still third and 11. Ended up being a net gain of about 10 yards for the Indians, but replay third down. Third and 11, two receivers towards us. Two receivers far side. Laverty under center. Crowd getting loud for the Dragons. And somebody jumped and looks like they got a timeout here. So the Doer will call a timeout. They lead this one big right now. 40-14, 8:21 left. Don't leave us. We'll be back here in our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back in Doer, the Doer Dragons lead the Shattuck Indians 40-14, 8:21 left in a decidedly different second half than we had in the first half, as Doer 8-0 so far in this half with 8:21 left, but they still lead big 40-14 over the Indians, and Shattuck running out of time right now with two timeouts and 8:21 to play.
It's going to take some big heroics from Laverty, Long, Frazier, all of them going to have some big plays. You just mentioned talking about Samuel Long on that last play right there. Houdini act to be able to get out of that. Could have been much worse. Still third long. Got to find something here. You tell Coach Hickson taking his time to try to draw something up.
Very impressed with just the fortitude to come back from that injury and be out here playing at this level. It's pretty impressive for Samuel. Regardless how this game ends up, be very proud of that. That is just you made a tougher stuff than me. If I hurt my knee, I may not be here right now.
Right, yeah.
So one receiver wide each side, one back in the backfield with Laverty. It's Long. He's to his left. Laverty in the gun, puts Long in motion, out towards us near side, all the way to the edge. Snap to Laverty, forward pitch inside, shovel pass to Jaden Frazier, makes a man miss, dives towards the first down marker, and he laid out trying to get that. The question is, did he step out? Before he did, and I think they're going to mark him out shy. As he tried to make one last gasp and lean forward, instead his foot was on the line at just shy of the 50-yard line. So fourth down now upcoming and about 4 yards.
He literally ran through the sticks, Trent. Took out the stick. That was an impressive leap for Mr. Frazier.
It was not for lack of effort. Selby running on the field now for Doer. And he's going to replace Jacob Mooney, who runs off of it. Quick adjustment there is getting Selby back in this football game. Fourth, and they're going to mark it a little closer. Fourth and 3 for the Indians. Two receivers near side. Long in motion now to the left backfield. It's a little wide receiver screen to the left. He's going to take it up inside, and he's driven down, and he's short. Driven out of bounds by the Doer Dragons right in front of us here in the press box. Fowler was there. Selby was there. And now it's going to be a turnover on downs.
Well,
they are nowhere near.
That mark is tight. We'll see. They're measuring it.
Well, the whole sideline of Doer is right in front of us, and it looks like they did push this up. There's been some crazy spots in this football game. It looked to me like he was out shy of it by about a yard and a half.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. Let's
but
see.
It is now a measurement, and he didn't get it. And the Dragons are going to lose their minds here as a big fourth down, no conversion for the Indians. And with 8:06 left, Dewar takes over in midfield with a 40-14 lead.
And an update on the other side of the bracket. Confirmed, Laverne is going to go and play in Alva tomorrow against, or not tomorrow, next week against the winner of this game. Laverne wins 38-12 over there on Pioneer.
40-14. Dewar with the lead and 8:06 to play in this Class B state semi. Winner moves on to play Laverne. One receiver wide each side, one back in the backfield. It's Maxwell with Fowler. In the shotgun, first and 10 from the 50. The give to Maxwell up the gut. He picks up about four before he's driven down, gang tackled. And getting physical out there. It's Shattuck getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, it's starting to build bubble a bit, and that's another just, not a gasher, but it's another 4 or 5 yards at this point. That's all Dewar needs, just that and melting that clock.
46 yards. Two timeouts for both teams. 7:39 left, and now the Dewar Dragons, instead of hurrying up, are slowing down. Brownfield far side. We got one receiver near side. It's Bryson. Maxwell now in the slot, and Fowler in the shotgun. Second and 5 upcoming. Maxwell goes in motion behind Fowler. Snap to Fowler. He keeps it. He's stuck quickly and brought down. That time, nice read on the inside by Chris Jones.
And he's had about 5 or 6 of those just on the snap, reading it, staying home, making the big play. Unfortunately, it may come up just a bit short, but he's a guy that's just quietly had another big-time game for Shaq here tonight.
And that time, it looked like Fowler actually could have pitched it to Maxwell, but he's kind of hesitant. They don't want any turnovers.
Absolutely.
So that time, he just kind of ate it. And that Chris Jones was has been reading him pretty well in this half and trying to keep Fowler in front of him. As they have slowed down this Dewar offense, but not enough, as Dewar still leads us 40-14. Fowler this time right off tackle, cuts it inside. Jones drags him down, but not before he gets another first down, and Joey Fowler's fired up.
Yeah, he senses it here. That the 2-3 years now of frustration of getting stopped short of Shaq, he's obviously been on the roster. He's seeing all that struggle. He's starting to feel it here at home.
And having this game circled, knowing you'd have to get through them, trying to get back here, you go undefeated. You're the top-ranked team in the state. No one's still picking you, really, in the game. And now to come out and making a bit of a statement, 40-14 with 6:30 to go for the Dragons. Two receivers near side, one far side. Fowler in the gun. Laverty's going to drop back. Fowler's going to try to keep it in forward. Thomason grabbed his ankle as he tried to cut off left side and brings him down after a pickup of a couple. Give him 4. Even when it looks like they've stopped him, he still picks up 4 yards, and that's the problem. He's been falling forward and been able to pick up 1 extra yard here, 1 extra yard there.
And just stacks up quick, too, because you get to second, third down. All of a sudden, you felt like maybe you got him in 3rd and 8, and you look, it's actually 3rd and 4.
And defensively, the Indians play much better in this half. It's only 8-0 in this half. Shotgun snap to Fowler, give to Maxwell Fowler again. Up the middle, spittle spin move, makes a man miss, and jukes Jaden Frazier out of his shoes with that spin move and takes it over right at the first down marker. And Frazier tried to unload and lay him out, and that time he left him in the dust. Nice move by Maxwell.
Yeah, and that's tough because you're trying to get the big lick to force that turnover, right? You want to peanut punch that ball or just lay hard enough hit, and Maxwell, as you mentioned, all over that.
So Dewar with 5:17 to go. It may not be enough time for the Indians. And it will break a state title game run.
Fowler gives to Maxwell.
Maxwell tries to take it off the left. This time picks up more. Everybody on Shattuck in on the tackle. And they arrive in angry, but it might be too little too late as another first down picked up by Maxwell. And with 5 minutes to go, Dewar now inside the red zone once again.
It's just been a march, a steady march at this point. You mentioned the Shattuck Indians defense in the second half been far more active. It just still, unfortunately, might fall short.
It's been the same play really every time. Fowler either keeps it or he gives it to Maxwell, and they go either off left tackle or off right tackle. Two receivers wide each side, and Dewar now slowly getting this play. And Brownfield's going to switch sides, come out towards us. As I don't know what's going on, as he's looking at his coach confused. Everybody on Dewar is looking a little confused right now.
They're just trying to maximize that play clock here.
And now they line up.
Got a timeout.
Yep, man. We got a timeout on the field by the Dragons. They were a little confused because they called timeout. So 4:29 left. Duke are going to use their second timeout. They lead big, though, 40-14. We're back here from Duke after this in the Class B state semifinal. Duke leads Shattuck 40-14. Back after this in our K101 Road to the Top.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back here in Duer, the Dragons here at Duer Field lead Shattuck 40-14, 4:29 left in this one, and Shattuck going to need some turnovers and maybe even a miracle for this one, as it might be not enough time to come back in this one, especially with only two timeouts, and Duer with the football now at the 20-yard line.
And just coming out of this huddle, you mentioned it, miracles, onsides, anything at this point they could get, but it's just been a steady march on this drive for Duer. They just have the confidence there, and they continue to just march away.
Again, Laverne beating the Shattuck team earlier this year, 50-16, so similar score.
Maxwell in motion.
And now Maxwell goes in motion. Fowler going to take it up the gut again, and he's brought down quickly after a pickup of maybe a yard.
Short gain by the Dragons. It'll be second down and
second eight. And nine upcoming.
At 18.
They're calling it eight, but that's a long eight. It's 4:08 now to go in this football game. 40-14, but the Shattuck Indians, I mean, we take for granted how much winning they do, and it really is impressive. One of the things, you know, you go into that gym and see those 12 gold balls, it's something else. I don't care what you're doing. Tiddlywinks, you win 12 state championships. It's impressive. Now Maxwell off left side, and they can't even wrap him up. They had him for a loss, and Maxwell squeaked through. There was some pressure by Chris Jones, but he couldn't quite get him. Instead, Maxwell picks up a couple more, third and five.
Trent, just to expand on the legacy aspect of Shaq, this group of seniors has went through some of the biggest adversity maybe – Indian squad has went through in a long time with how this season has played out.
Yeah, it's been a wonky year, and and with all that's happened, you lose some Division I talent. Shattuck, it's not easy. You lose a John Bay, a Brendan Gerton, you got to kind of reload. But a lot of talent returning. This will be a pretty good basketball team as well. They ever start playing basketball if we ever get the season in. And, you never know from week to week who's playing, who's not playing. There goes the give to Maxwell again, left side. He's drugged down. And a host of Indians that time knock him out of bounds. Still playing hard out there. Looks like Whipple in on that. Looks like Jesse Gibson still hitting hard is Jesse. Jesse Gibson played pretty well tonight. He's been disciplined. And they haven't given up many big plays. They've been some bombs to Brownfield in the back end. Where he's just made some great catches.
Absolutely.
And Fowler, who's been able to kind of put it in some tight spots. Duer just has looked really disciplined and really – and we spoke about how much film they watch. And nothing Shattuck has done defensively has really fooled Duer. And that's been really impressive by the Dragons. Also, up front, they're much more physical than I think they were a year ago. 2:47 now left. Fowler going to drop back to pass, throw to backside end zone to Brownfield, who's in the back of the end zone. Did he come down with it? He said touchdown, Dragon. 15 yards out, Fowler back of the end zone, and that's going to ice it. 46-14, 2:43 to go. And Shattuck going to come up short in this one.
Just you could hear it right now, the emotion on this home sideline for Duer. Talk about how that's a unique situation for the semifinals and kind of the current era, but taking advantage of that and just rolled that whole energy throughout the game. And as you mentioned, the Lakers are focused by the Duer squad.
Snap to Fowler, give up the Maxwell. Gut to Maxwell for the two-point conversion, and he's in. 48-14, the Duer Dragons getting revenge on the Shattuck Indians after 2 years of getting pasted. Now lead this one 48-14 with 2:43 to go. We'll be back. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 48 months, or save $400 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back in Dewar, the Dragons just pulling away from Shattuck, 48-14. The Dewar Dragons, who have not been to a final. They've never won a state championship game and not been to a final since, I believe, 07. They lost to Morrison, 58-20. They've been to two. They were here in 07, and they were there in 85. They lost to Fox, 34-0. But, you know, you're looking at a team with 12 championships through a team with a zero, and Dewar is playing tonight like they want this more than anything. Short kick again. This time up, Jesse Gibson comes down with it, who is Jesse Gibson's jersey is covered in dirt. He has been a warrior out there tonight for the Indians.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of, to that point, a lot of very dirty Indian jerseys out there of guys that have just put it all on the line. Back to Dewar, though, you know, it's crazy to think as much talent has rolled through this school. You know, we talked about Ronnell Lewis a second ago, and some of those teams, this squad, you can tell, has that chip to say, hey, we're going to finally be the one to try to get it done here. And I can't argue with a performance like this.
Yeah, and Shattuck, nothing to hang your head about. I mean, they expect to win every game they play, but this is a very good football team they play tonight. There goes a snap and a pitch to nobody. As Whipple thought he had the running back to his right, instead he pitches it to air, and it's picked up by Dewar, and they're going to run this fumble back for a touchdown. All the way back, that's number two, Marshall Bean. Coach's son caps it off. The junior runs it in, fumble recovery. Braden Whipple tried to pitch it to nobody. There's a little bit of miscommunication, and that's a 40-yard fumble recovery by Marshall Bean. 54-14. You are now in front with 2:22 to go.
And the sideline, of course, you're hearing crazy over here. People with phones out. Coach Bean's son, big score there. And it's, I don't know what more you could say at this point. Just a resounding performance from the Dragons.
Well, Shattuck essentially, you know, throwing in the top, putting in their backup QB, yeah. Braden Whipple, trying to get him some reps as he's played well and pretty well on defense and some spot duty has Whipple that time. Miscommunication, and now shotgun snap in there for the Dragons, and they got their backups in right now, and that's going to be short. That give was to Nevin Corbin. He comes up short, and that's the first two-point conversion stop, but Dewar running away with this one. 54-14, your score, 2:22 left. The Dragons going to move on. We'll be back after this to wrap this thing up. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here in Dewar. The Dewar Dragons up big, 54-14, 2:22 to go in this game. And Dewar going to move on. They're going to play the Laverne Tigers next week. We will have that game for you. That's going to be at 2 o'clock from Northwestern Oklahoma State Ranger Field there. And we will be there tomorrow as well. Tyrone and Timberlake could be another fun one in the Class C state title game tomorrow at 2 right here on K101. So make sure you tune in for that one. That's going to be a fast one.
That's going to be some
a lot of speed on the field.
Phenomenal
tomorrow.
Athletes, yes, out there taking care of that.
Now the kickoff from Hayes.
Another pop-up kick right toward Jesse Gibson. He calls a fair catch and then tried to run with it, and he's lucky he didn't get flagged for that because you can't do that. But instead, with 2:22 to go and 54-14, Dewar in front, Shattuck going to come back in the field. It's now going to be some of the backups. And Thomas apparently has scored with, what, 30 seconds left to take the lead.
Took the lead 30 seconds and confirmed they do win 28-27 to knock out Ringling.
Wow.
Ringling not going to defend their title. Another big update. Cashin scored with 40 seconds left. They will win 7-6 over Pawhuska.
Unbelievable. What a win for the Wildcats and the Terriers. As now that's a keeper by Whipple around the right side. He picks up a couple. What I mean, a couple classic games now.
Yeah.
Teams lining up. Big win by the Terriers. I just want to be on the record. I called that this morning on the KCCW Morning Show.
Very, very much on the Thomas
on the wake
train
up call.
Has Trent Caldwell been.
Yes, I'm a big fan. Now one receiver wide each side. Whipple, your quarterback. He's going to take a snap. He's going to look to pitch on the option play. Pitches it late and finally gets it out and driven out of bounds towards the sideline.
Colton Jones.
I believe
over
that
there
was Colton Jones, yeah.
They've had him, and then we're also seeing maybe another Bay in the pipeline. Saw Josh Bay out there taking some snaps as well. So.
Three to go for the Indians.
Josh Bay, hopefully Jenna Bay will be back on the basketball court, and she was playing really well before she went down with an injury. So injuries piled up a little bit in Shattuck. They've been a little bit by that bug. Now Whipple on the keeper. Going to pick up the first down that time. He's driven down and tackled as both teams got their backups in right now.
I see the hugs going on over here on the sideline for the Dragons with the seniors. They, you can tell the moment is not really lost on them.
And Baylor Selby is really still fired up out there. He looks like he could play another one down there.
He's built like he could play about two or three games.
I have some size, and Laverne does too. That's going to be a hard-hitting game. And you can hear Selby yelling from the sideline. Whipple now going to keep the football and take it to the left, fake the option. And now with 101 to play and a down 40, the Indian season will end. Their streak of three titles in a row will be stopped. And Dewar going to move on to the state championship game for the first time in 13 years. Whipple in the gun. One back beside him. He's going to drop back and throw. He's going to look across the middle of the field. He's got a man. It's tipped, and he can't find it. That was Ross Latta, who can't come down with the football. And Ross looking everywhere there for it as he tipped it up in the air and went kind of behind him. And he should be in for a big basketball season.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah.
Latta can light up the scoreboard a little bit.
You got to see him quite a few times and talk about an impressive baller out there, a guy that despite all the talent that Shaq still had last year and into this year, he still stood out.
Can't believe we're talking about basketball already. By the way, Rocky Hammaker winds up far to the right. Jones in the backfield with Whipple, and Whipple's blown up quickly with 25 seconds to go in this game.
Next week, 2 p.m.
They are fired up here in Dewar, and Shattuck going to have to shake this one off.
Another into a historic run, Trent, but hey, that means you could start a new one, right?
They got to start somewhere, and great teams don't lose this many games for long. Most of the time you win two games, you're like, but this Shattuck team was very, very good and had a great season. And they got nothing to be ashamed about. So that's going to do it. Your final score here, 54-14. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back after this. Dewar beat Shattuck. They're moving on to play Laverne next week for the Class B state title. We'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
When the coronavirus struck your community, what if you had no soap or masks, no food or proper shelter, no access to medical care? This is the reality for the world's most vulnerable people. They have no safety net for this crisis. But there is hope. Children International is helping provide children and families in poverty with the critical essentials they need to survive now. Food assistance, hygiene education, medical health, and financial support. We're working around the clock to keep children, their families, and their communities safe during this pandemic and in the weeks and months to come. We won't give up until every child we serve is safe and dreaming of a bright future. To learn more, go to children.org/help today. You can help children and families get through this crisis.
Back here in Dewar, the Dragons beat the Shattuck Indians 54-14. Indians now on the other side of the field, getting talked to by the coaches as Shattuck going to come up short after winning three in a row. Now they're going to come up short this year. But again, you know, what a season by the Indians, and facing injuries, facing adversity, have been able to kind of come in here. And look, this is a great Dewar team. They brought a lot of talent back, and Joey Fowler's going to win Player of the Year in this class. And, you know, if you're Shattuck, you know, you keep your heads up, you move on to basketball season. It's been a wonky year, and it's going to be weird not seeing the Indians in that title game, but we will see the Laverne Tigers, and they will be back, and they're going to have their hands full with this Dragon team. It's going to be a much different game than it was when they played Shattuck.
No doubt about it. You know, once again, tip of the cap, like I said, to what Shaq did this season despite all that. And now this is that bulletin board material maybe to spark yourself into a phenomenal offseason for these now going to be seniors coming back next year. And just, I have no doubt, as you mentioned, Trent, these guys are not going to go away. I mean, when you built a program where two losses, and not reaching the state title game is a huge disappointment, you know you've done something right.
Now, and, you know, you look back on this, and, you know, you're used to winning titles. You know, you can't win them all sometimes, right. And this is just one of those years for the Indians. And a lot of great young men on that team, and you know, great community. And really here in Dewar as well, they've been very welcoming to us. But great people out there in Shattuck, and, you know, when you win this much, sometimes even the losses this deep hurt a little bit, and, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. But the Laverne Tigers will be moving on, and they're going to play this Dewar team, and we will have that for you next week. And they're going to have to figure out what to do with Mr. Fowler, as Shattuck it did do a nice job in the second half. This was a low-scoring second-half game, and they were able to we watched Thomas Brownfield have over 100 yards receiving. Second half, I don't remember calling his name once.
I would say maybe once at most. I think he had that last touchdown, or that and that was it.
2-point conversion.
Yeah.
That's really been they were able to kind of make those adjustments. They were to make some adjustments up front, but too much Joey Fowler, who just seemed to make the right decisions all night for Dewar. And, you know, after 3 years, 2 years of losing to this team, this time they came in, and this Dewar team really wanted this one, and they came in and won it today. So they will move on, play for their another shot at their first gold ball. Laverne, who's got quite a few of their own,
yes, sir,
is now going to move on as well after they beat Pioneer. We will have that for you next week. But do not go anywhere tomorrow, because we want you to be right in front of your radio. OU football not playing. Canceled that one. COVID in West Virginia. So not the Sooners this time. But the OU going to play in the Big 12 championship the following week. So we will have the Class C state championship game for you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Myself and Chris Eubank. 1:30 is going to be the pregame. Timberlake and Tyrone. You're going to want to catch that one. That's going to be an exciting football game. A lot of speed on the field. A lot of speed.
And not only that, hearing maybe from some mid-sized sources, and you'll talk about more tomorrow. Pippen, questionable coming into that for Timberlake. Maybe he's at full health. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, we also want to thank some of our sponsors tonight. Benbrook Loans, Bank 7, Moore's Roofing, Pioneer Cellular,
Arnett, New Holland, and Kubota. Did I get them all? I think I got them all.
Thank you, Yamar.
Anyway, we want to thank if I did name you accidentally, we appreciate your help during the course of the year. Couldn't have done it without you, and we were able to bring you this road to the top, which will end tonight, unfortunately, for the Indians. But, you know, again, next year, this team will be back, as they always are. And we want to make sure to have that for you as well. We also want to thank everybody back at the studio. C.J. Montgomery, who was feeling a little better now. C.J. a little sick, but now he's back to his old self.
Yeah, poking around in the stadium.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jeff Hickman and Matt Storm also helped us out during the season. We appreciate that. In the office, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, B.J. Gonzalez, paying the bills, doing the yeoman's work, the stuff we can't do because we just talk. Actually, you do a little bit of it.
I do all sides.
That's right. Brock Campbell also out there right now calling Boomer basketball in the Compass Athletic Classic. And also wanted to thank Chris Eubank, my partner, who will be with us tomorrow as well. And then Sean Kelly back running the board. Couldn't do it without Sean, who's probably running about three or four at the same time as
the
we
rock
talk.
Star of
quite impressive.
K101, yes.
Brooke Williams couldn't do it without Brooke. Wouldn't have a station without Brooke, who's been wonderful, doing a wonderful job taking over for the late and great Doug Williams. And Brooke, we wish her the best as well, as she is. I don't know if she's listening or not, or I don't know what she's doing right now.
She's a busy woman.
Brooke's very busy. That's saying the least. My partner Tyler Riggs, thanks so much for coming all the way out here to Doer. Always fun to do these games and be in these communities and kind of see what it's like. This game meant a lot to the Dragons. I know we don't cover them. We're not from here. Whatever,
right.
But it's good to see, the excitement that comes with high school football really everywhere. You can even go far away from Northwest Oklahoma and still means a lot to everybody here in Doer. So the Shattuck Indians, they're going to come up short. Your final score is 54-14. Before we go, I guess you want to run down just quite how we got here. As we'll do a quick little rundown. It started out 8-8 quickly. It was 8-8, and started out with Joey Fowler with a 58-yard touchdown run, two plays into this thing, setting the tone. Then a 2-point conversion to Thomas Brownfield. Shattuck had the answer, 4-yard touchdown, Caden Laverty, then the run by Caden Laverty to make it 8-8, and that's when Doer took over. Teams changed possessions a couple times. There was a 4-and-out, there was a 3-and-out, and then the ball went back to Doer. 6-yard touchdown run, Joey Fowler to Marshall Bean, then Fowler with the run to make it 16-8. Then again, Doer gets on the board 25-yard run. This time again, Joey Fowler, and again, Fowler to Brownfield, 2-point conversion. And then after that, another touchdown by Doer. So right now at this point, it's 24-8. And then Shattuck gets on the board with a 21-yard run. Caden Laverty makes it 24-14. That's when we had the 2-point conversion. It was initially looked like it was good and was blown dead.
Bit controversial, no doubt about
first,
it.
First
right
bad
there.
Break for the Indians, made it 24-14. And then Doer with the score after that. Joey Fowler to Thomas Brownfield, 6 yards. Fowler with the 2-point run made it 32-14. Shattuck never scored again after that 2-point conversion call. So then 32-14 at the half. Second half, a lot lower scoring. 3-yard touchdown run from Sean Maxwell made it 40-14. And Fowler to Brownfield for the 2-point conversion. And then that 15-yard touchdown pass we mentioned a little bit ago, 48-14. Fowler to Brownfield. Sean Maxwell with the 2-point run. And then a final 54-yard fumble recovery by Marshall Bean to ice 54-14, your final score. Game out of hand at that point, but that's how we got to where we were at. We also wanted to mention Thomas winning tonight. Want to mention Cashin winning tonight. Want to mention Canadian winning today. They're going to play for another championship. So a lot of teams are still alive and still playing for some hardware. Clinton plays tomorrow as
yes,
well.
Sir.
They're going to get a chance to win a gold ball. So congratulations to all the teams. Tough year for the Shattuck. Tough ending for the Shattuck Indians in a great year, but a tough way to end it here in Doer. So the Dragons win this one 54-14. They're going to move on. They're going to play Laverne next week. Want to thank you for joining us. Be careful going home, everybody. For Tyler Riggs, I'm Trent Caldwell. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow day. K101.